Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast this week.
Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast.
It's a really rainy day today.
I hate it. We're not feeling it. Guess today. What, guys?
What?
We just announced that Meg and I are doing a event. Yay! For the first time in forever.
We've been talking about how we wanted to meet our fans for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's finally coming true. We're so happy to announce this and we can't wait to see you guys in person.
Yes, I'm super duper excited because this is something that we've been wanting to do for a really, really long time. We just didn't really have like the time and, you know, we didn't put it into action.
Yeah.
But we were like, we gotta do it this year. We really want to meet you guys, and we meet a lot of podcast listeners in, like, general while we're, like, living in Tokyo, and, you know, it feels great to meet you guys, so we really wanted to create this opportunity for you and, you know, hang out with us, and, like, we want to talk to you guys and just make it a really, really fun and memorable day.
Yeah. So the link is in bio for Spotify podcast and also in our Instagram. So you guys can access the tickets from there. It has a number limit, so first come, first serve. So please get the tickets before it's sold out.
Yes. チケットのリンクは私たちのインスタのストーリーとプロフィールにも貼ってあって、フレンジーのインスタにも貼ってあります。その他は、Spotify のプロフィール欄にも貼ってあるので、そこからも購入できます。
はい。
みんなに会えるの楽しみにしてる。
すごい楽しい、なんかライブポッドキャスト収録もするし、まあ、もちろんうちらと一緒にいろんなアクティビティもできるし、うちらがデザインしたステッカーとかそういう物販とかもあるから、
そうなんだよ、しかもめっちゃ可愛いんだって
すごい楽しみにyeah, it's something we actually want. So I want you guys to, like, you know, be excited for the event.
Super duper excited. Anyway, so I hope you guys, well, I hope I will see you guys there.
Yeah, see you guys there. Yeah, so this is we've been filming in this studio, this house, recently because we're out of the studio. Mm-hmm. We have decided not to use the studio anymore. Not on bad terms though, just cause. And we do want to elevate this environment somehow. I keep on saying this, but I really want our guests over on our pod. So yeah. We need to figure something about that too. Yeah. Because we can't just invite people to our house. I mean, we can, but like it's not the right environment.
It's really
right now.
Not a great place. I mean, I think it doesn't look that bad on camera.
No.
But it's really not a good place. I can't be bringing in like cool people here.
No, that's another thing, we do want to move as well. And in our next house, I want like a little studio place, like a room or something where we can film.
Yeah,
or maybe a living room.
That's, we've like, been saying that since like the last house.
Yeah, we could have done it in the last house, TBH. We should have.
Yeah, we could have.
Yeah.
We definitely could have.
And we should have. So our lesson learned next house, we're definitely going to do that. Yes. So yeah, please stay tuned. I keep saying stay tuned. But it is like the new year for Japanese calendar, you know, starting in April.
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to say that we are starting something new, like a rebrand of our podcast this year.
Yes. But yeah, I really, really want to like have the dates in with all of these new guests that come up. You know,
supposedly we're filming.
Yeah, because we are talking about it, but are we making action about it right now?
No,
exactly. So that shows something. Yes, right.
Sorry
about and that's that. like that can also be applied to anything in life. If you keep talking about the fact that you want it and you want to do it and you're gonna do it, but if you don't actually do it, it ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
And it seems like we have done, I do think we've done a lot of things that we said we wanted to do in life. Mm-hmm. But we, like, even the guests, like, we do have things that we keep saying we want to and we haven't had the time, or I don't know, we haven't manifested enough.
I mean, I think that's for a lot of people. Yeah, or like majority is like that.
That's why I'm saying it's really important to pull through and put it into action, because I know that's the most difficult part.
Right.
With anything, like even just like going on a diet or like going for a run, like I'll say I'll go next week, but like when it actually becomes next week, am I gonna go?
Right.
No. So it's really, really important to pull through. But at the same time, I think what's also important is to not give high expectations for yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't like running and you decide to go for a run.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's that's not going to happen.
I hate running, by the way.
Right? So we would never set a goal to go running every week.
Yeah.
Because we kind of know for a fact that it's not going to happen.
Right? Yeah.
So I think you should, like, well, I'm just, like, going on a rampage.
Rampage, is that a word?
Ranting?
I don't know. But I'm, like, rampage? Like, are you, like, furious?
Furious?
Like, angry?
Rampage is furious?
Isn't that, like, rampage when you get, like, crazy? Like, ah.
Well, I'm just going on a tantrum. That's what I want to say. Tantrum. About ambitions right now. And, like, the fact that you should put everything into action. But it's true, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what's true? That you have to put it in action?
Yeah. And the fact that it's difficult and you shouldn't put high expectations on yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you put low expectations or you decide to do something that is pretty easy to do, you do it, right?
Yeah.
And then the more that you do it, I think you start to see yourself differently.
Yeah.
And you get more confident and you feel like you can take in more things and put it into action. And I think that leads to bigger goals or bigger actions that you take in life. Mm. So this is becoming like a life lecture, but... But yeah, that's basically why I decided to do the event.
Yes, please come to the event.
Yeah, come to the event. And like, this is like something that we try to like think about when we work or live life, you know. Like I do have high expectations, or like I do set high goals in my life, but like that's not what I'm trying to reach right now. Like, if when I say I'm going to change Japan, I'm not trying to change Japan tomorrow. You know, I set like smaller goals in life right now that I feel like I can achieve. And then I start to like check it off little by little, right? Just like a to-do list for every day. And the more that happens and the more I complete, the more I feel better about myself and the more I feel confident that I can do these things. And then I think that's what like leads you, you know, to the end where your bigger goals are. Then you're like, oh wow, I did it,
right? So you gotta look back and see what you've manifested.
Yep.
Why are we talking about this?
Well, I just wanted to talk to them about why we do such things. Like, why we decided to do the event and, like, why putting it into action is important.
Yes.
And it shows that when we don't put it into action, we don't have any guests over.
Which we need to fix.
Yes.
And ideally, we can also start talking about things other than relationships, because a lot of you guys are asking me on DMs about, like, what we do for work, why... Or, like, why we haven't posted, like, making drinks on TikTok and stuff anymore. And there's always reasons behind all of the things that we're doing. I mean, not always, but, like, most of the times. So I feel like you guys can get a better glimpse of who we really are if we start talking about things outside of the relationship. Because I think relationship is, like, maybe, like, 15% of our life.
Yeah.
Is it not even 15? It's, like, 15, right?
Yeah, like 15.
So there's that 85% of us out there that I want you guys to know about.
Yeah, I feel like, but I do think we do talk about relationships in general, even outside of podcasts. But like, as a podcast listener, it seems like all we talk about is relationships.
Yeah.
But most of the time what we talk about is our goals in life and like ambitions and what we want to do next. And how are we gonna make money? Like, how are we gonna keep living, you know? I'm not talking about like making bank, but like just in general, because we don't work for anyone else but for us,
right?
So we kind of have to make our own money. And
but TBH, I understand that that can be boring. That's like the boring part of our life though, TBH.
yeah,
like it's like
you don't want to listen to a podcast.
Yeah. unless work. You're getting like insight about like entrepreneurship or I don't know, real estate, I would be interested. But if it's like small things, like you have to do taxes, like I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah. So like when I say I want you guys to get to know us more, I would say I want you guys to, or like I want to share the knowledge or the things that I've learned through the path that I took.
Right.
Because I feel like if someone had given me this information before, it would help me a lot in making it a smoother transition for me, as well as it would become a motivation for me to also take that path if I was scared to take that. So if I'm able to give that to you, then it's like I would do that on like any day.
I think giving motivation and giving that last push that you need is something we could potentially do on our pod. So that's another goal,
which we have been, you know,
in the past.
Like a lot of people, like because a lot of our followers like English and they like Western culture.
True.
They're trying to learn, but you know, they don't have the motivation, or they really want to go abroad but they're scared to go by themselves. And a lot of people have actually DM'd us saying that you guys are like the last resort, or like you guys have actually pushed me to go abroad and now I'm in Australia, or
right,
like, now I am in California for like 1 year study abroad, or so I actually moved, you know. And that's crazy to me that we could, we actually have that power to motivate people to do that. So I do want to use this as an advantage to get more people moving and put it into action, because we want to create more people who speak English.
We want to ultimately make Japan a really global country. A really international
country. It's crazy because like even in Korea, I do think that like the eastern side of Asia really doesn't speak English, but Korea speaks better English than Japan.
Yeah, definitely. But then again, like these days, I'm thinking because Japan is so close, because it's an island country, because it's so isolated, because it's not global, it's able to keep its culture and like its authenticity and like the aesthetic that it has, like the traditions and the culture. I think that would, it would lose a little bit of that if it were to be as global as it is in Korea, TBH. So I don't, I really don't know what's
That's
the best.
A difficult line, isn't it?
Like maybe I'm pushing something that shouldn't happen. Like I don't know, but I do know that people in Japan have low esteem compared, but then again, like that too, like I don't know, because I recently saw this thing where in America there's more girls that commit suicide that's over 14 that's on social media nowadays. And I mean there are a lot of people who commit suicide in Japan too, but not many in the teens.
Oh really?
Like the rate compared to America, like there's more teens committing suicide in the States.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I always thought that America had like the highest self-esteem and like it was always confident, but that's not the case apparently.
Damn.
So I really don't know what I should
do. It like has what been, we're trying to strive for might not be the correct answer. I mean, we won't know until we try. So I think that shouldn't stop us from like going towards what we believed in. But I definitely understand where you're coming from. Because Korea, I mean, Korea is pretty, I think, traditional.
You think so?
I mean, they have temples.
They do?
Yeah. Like that's where everyone goes.
Temples?
Yeah.
Oh, really? But it's not like as historical as Japan.
Like historical, history-wise, but then if you think about like Europe, they have so much history.
Yeah, they do.
And they keep that.
But
they all speak English.
Fair, yeah. That's true. They're very...
It's because their education system really, really, really puts effort in making the kids study English.
Yeah, true.
So, like, I feel like you can keep the culture and keep... You can keep the culture and have the students learn English. Because, you know, like, in Japan, they should seriously start teaching English when they are in, like, Yojien. You know.
So that it's not difficult for them to learn it. Exactly.
Because they only teach them at the end of, like, sixth grade or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, they, like, apparently these days they do it since first grade, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they're trying. But I think the core problem is, like, the textbook and what they're teaching.
For sure.
But you know what? Like, it's not my place to say right now because I'm not in like this education field of Japan, and I'm just complaining. So I know that I need to make a change first. However, like, going to a Japanese school definitely isn't gonna help you speak English or make you be able to speak English as of now, unless you have like external like studies or you go out to other countries or you watch Disney Channel. I don't know.
Yeah, all of that though, so true. Well, I think just in general, the importance is like blinded.
Yeah, for sure.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Like people, and the fact that you can definitely live without speaking English.
Yeah, that too.
In Japan. But I guess that's like anywhere else in the world too.
Yeah. So we won't know until we try, but we will try. So we'll let you guys know when we're like 80 doing this pod.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yes.
So funny.
Anyways, that went out of line. Today I want to talk about, so going back to relationships, like being in a relationship, I think is not, well, see, because like we've been through the, if you guys been listening to our pod, you know that we've been through the I don't want to date anyone phase to we need to go on a date phase to we need a boyfriend, we need to try things out phase. And then last week, was it, like, we kind of cracked the code that it's not like that hard to date if you lower your standards or whatever. But I think there are types of relationships that you should get out, like, as much as there are good ones, and I think there's always something to learn from a relationship, but sometimes it's just really not worth it to stay, and it's just so much better for you if you just leave. And I wanted to talk about like a few things that are just like straight up red flag in a relationship. Like, if the, let's say the guy is like abusing you, or let's say the guy or the girl is like cheating on you, that's like her red flag, his red flag. But I'm talking like relationship red flag where, for example, like you guys are clearly not meant for each other, but because you love each other, you try to stay. But then again, so one great example is, let's say the guy is, the guy's dream is to become a musician and he's striving to become a musician. His dream and ambitions are up there. His goals are high. He's doing like, you know, small gigs. He's also doing like, you know, he's trying. But the girlfriend, on the other hand, they're both like, let's say 27. Right. And the girlfriend, because she grew up in a really steady family when her parents are pretty strict, her parents really wanted her to go to a good college, get a good job and get a steady, like good life. Right. And then because she grew up in that environment, she can't really take the fact that he's like risking his life to become this musician. And if he succeeds, he will make more money than like most of the people, but that's not given. And then so there's these like two different like polar opposite type of people, and it's up to her to like stay in the relationship until he like succeeds or not. But I also do feel like sometimes that's just like the wrong relationship that you're in. Like, if you're raised to think a certain way and you meet this guy that's like doing the polar opposite, but if you can't get that stress out of you, like if you're always thinking about, but my mom, what's my mom gonna say? Or what am I gonna do if he can't? And like, I just have to make money for the rest of my life. Like sometimes I feel like that, if that's too stressful for you, you should get out of it. Like, I don't think you should stay and like support him until he succeeds. If the stress is too much, like if you're not that stressed, like if you're like, my mom is saying this, but you know, at the end of the day, you should do whatever the fuck you want to do. I think it's fine. But if you're always thinking about it every day, every time you see him at home playing music, making music, and you get this anxious feeling, like, I don't think it's worth being in the relationship. Like, you guys might be better off as friends. You can always support him as a friend, not as a boyfriend, maybe. Are the thoughts that I have.
You literally went on for like 10 minutes. Like, and why did you bring this up? Because of a personal experience?
No. I was just thinking about like
why people shouldn't be together.
When they're both not bad people.
Like, so I guess that's like an adult way to break up. Like, you guys realize that you guys just aren't meant to be because you guys have different values in life, right?
Like, the fact that that's possible. Because when I was in high school, I thought that love solves it all.
Yeah.
I was like, if you love each other, there's no way you guys can break up because of external factors.
Wait, so when you were in high school, you experienced love?
What do you mean? No.
Like, you knew, you felt love?
No.
No?
But I thought that that was love. No. I never thought about it in my perspective, like in my personal experience. It's just in general when adults say
yeah.
Okay, so when I'm in fifth grade, okay?
Yeah.
When I was in fifth grade, my fifth grade elementary teacher, she was dating this boyfriend for like 3 years and they were about to get married and everything. Yeah. But they had something off within each other.
Yeah.
Like I don't know why she told me this, but she told me this. Mm-hmm. And then they decided to think about it for a week. Mm-hmm. And I went to a Christian school, so apparently they prayed about it for a week too. And a week later, they meet up. Yeah. And then they both were like, yeah, we should break up. And I was like, what the fuck? You guys love each other, right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Logic.
Yeah.
Why would you break up with someone that you love?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't believe in love. Because I've heard adults say that we broke up even though we loved each other.
Right. So that love isn't that so much strong yeah. of a factor.
Yeah. Like, do you actually think that you can move countries for this guy that you love?
Right.
Like, are you willing to do that?
So I think that's like if you see a future with that person or not. Because I think that really shows how much you want to like pursue a life with that person, mm-hmm. that you would sacrifice something else to be with this person.
Yeah. And that's like your career, your friends, your like country that you grew up in, yeah. like being far from your parents.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that there is a guy that you could potentially do that for?
I don't know, but that's what my sister is doing. So
no, but like technically she's not like,
she is.
Like,
she wants to get out of Australia. She wanted to go study abroad in Europe. Oh. She wanted to do all of these things if she didn't have him.
Right. And
but to be with him, mm-hmm. she needs to stay in Australia.
Right.
That's why she needs to find a remote job. Like,
I see.
All of these things, it seems like she chose to do it, mm-hmm. but it's because she's sacrificing and the choices left she has is what she's choosing right now.
Right. So that's like true love.
Well, she's definitely sacrificing things to be with someone.
Mm, yeah. Like, so if I feel that I want to do this for somebody, mm-hmm. I think that's true love.
Mm.
But if I'm always thinking, no, I need to prioritize work, mm-hmm. I'm gonna break up with him if he's moving to Paris next week for work and he's telling me to come with him. And if he tells me I can quit my job and mm-hmm. just, you know, do shopping and go to restaurants, do whatever you want, I'll pay. Make new friends.
Yeah.
Just come to Paris with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I can't do that right now.
Mm.
Can you?
I think it would depend on the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, if he's like MGK, I would go.
But you need to think about it on like the really long run. Like, as a person, because what are your thoughts when you say, I live in Japan, you come to Japan, I work in Japan, I'll pay for you, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
But just come to me.
Yeah.
Like, my mindset is like, you move according to what I want, what my dreams
yeah,
are, what my ambitions
yeah.
are. You're not gonna interfere with my goals in life.
Yeah.
You're just gonna be by my side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that like that could be, or like, I don't know.
Is it more like a, are you, so you're basically saying, why do I have to do that?
Why do I have to give up my goals and like, you know, follow you?
Yeah.
Is probably the thought that would go on right now.
Yeah.
Maybe not when I'm like 50, but
yeah. No, I understand.
And it was crazy because like I saw this girl who literally did that, basically. Like, she married a really rich guy,
yeah.
but he had to be in New York for work, and she lived in London.
Yeah.
She moved to New York, but she divorced him after 3 years,
mm-hmm.
because she said the first 2 years was amazing,
mm-hmm.
but then the third year you start to realize you're basically his doll. Is what she said. But
yeah.
it's not because he was treating her poorly.
Yeah.
But when he says, do whatever you want with my money, it also came along with the lines of like, you can't really work, you can't really, you, he kind of expected her to like cook for him, do the external like housewife stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, when a rich guy says that you can do whatever with the money,
yeah,
it's not usually whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he expects you to dress a certain way.
Yeah.
Expects you to want to eat certain things
yeah.
at a certain restaurant. Expect you to want to travel to, like, a luxury like trips. And that's not what she always wanted.
Yeah.
Like sometimes she wanted to go backpacking. Mm. Sometimes she wanted to eat at a local restaurant. Mm. But because it's his reputation too, mm. She couldn't do that. And she literally divorced this rich man.
Damn. So I guess it really depends on how much you wanna sacrifice for that person.
Yeah.
As well as like if you have any ambitions in your life that you still haven't like put into action.
Yeah.
Because like if you've already met those, mm. then I think it's fine. True. Or the opposite, if you don't have any,
yeah,
then I think it's also fine. Yeah. Because to be with him, maybe you'll find new
yeah.
ambitions
if you never had one.
Yeah. Or like he can definitely become like a motivation, or like, you know, I don't know, like just live the life that he provides.
Yeah.
I think that's totally fine.
Yeah.
If that's what you want. But if you want something and you feel like you haven't completed that yet, mm. and then to go there, obviously I think you would always have this like gut feeling that
yeah.
you would feel anxious or uncomfortable that you didn't pull through yet.
Yeah.
Or like, is this the right thing that I should be doing? Kind of like questions going on in your mind.
Yeah, the gut feeling. I would hate to have this like gut feeling.
And especially because like you don't want to feel the regret of your choice.
Right, right.
You really don't want to regret it. So you would kind of like be fighting yourself because you kind of deep down know you don't like the lifestyle you're given right now, or mm. maybe you might have made a mistake.
Yeah.
But then it's like every day you kind of have to like face that now.
Yeah.
So you would be like, no, but this is what I wanted. Like,
yeah, I would justify myself.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's going to get so frustrating within yourself.
True.
And then that's going to like backlash on the relationship yeah, between you definitely. And the guy, and then he's gonna be like, what the fuck, and then you're gonna be like, well, blah, 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 and then it's gonna mm-hmm. go down into pieces. So
yeah, I guess it's important to know what you want, like more. You obviously want both if you could get both,
and I think both, but it's not just you, you know, he's also in the relationship.
Yeah.
So, and I think regardless of if he has money or not, mm-hmm. he shouldn't have this certain expectation of like the way you dress, like what you eat, like that kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you should be with any guy that treats you like that. Mm-hmm. First of all, I forgot what I was saying.
It depends on the guy.
It depends on the guy. Yeah. Yeah. So
it's
like
also the guy.
It's a relationship at the end of the day,
yeah.
regardless of who has more money or not. So he should, if you're being supportive for him, he should also be supportive of you.
Mm.
If you decide to do that for him and maybe you want to go somewhere,
yeah.
he should also support that too.
Mm.
Like, just because he has more money, he has more power, like, that doesn't mean, and he asked you to come and then you went, doesn't mean that you always have to be there.
Mm.
Like, if you, like, have new ambitions because he provided this, like, new environment for you, he should be like, that's great. Like, you should do it.
Yeah, true. But that kind of means, or that could mean the end of the relationship, too.
But if you guys really want to stay together or, like, create family together.
Yeah.
I think if you know the end of a long-distance relationship, you should be able to do that.
Mm. Yeah, family, I think, is a whole another thing. Like, imagine having kids.
Mm.
And like as a parent, you would want to be there for the kid. So like that's another decision. Like that has like almost nothing to do with the husband even. It's like your ambitions and goals or the kid.
Yeah.
Do you move around countries and make the kid go to different schools every year, or you stay at one school that's good for your kid? I don't know. We'll never find out.
Yeah.
Until you try.
But I think because we went to an international school,
yeah.
we've met people who's stayed in one city for like the whole life,
mm.
which I think is us,
yeah,
versus like other people who've been traveling everywhere,
yeah,
and they like move from school to school like every 2 years.
They literally come and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is because like all of these kids that come to international school, their parents work at an international company.
Yeah.
So then depending on the department, they get flown everywhere around the world, right?
Yes.
So then, and then there's usually like a 2 to 3 year contract for that dad.
Yeah.
And
it's usually
and
the
they
dad.
Usually work for like Toyota, like Canon, Samsung, big companies. And then they would be like, hey, your family move to Japan for mm-hmm. 3 years. And then they would be like, after that, you go to Singapore. So then, and then their kids are our friends, right?
Right.
And they have experience moving everywhere from around the world.
Yeah.
So I would never understand, I think, like, their core, if they have core problems.
Yeah.
Or, like, how they deal with relationships with people, because they're used to not keeping a long-term relationship.
Right, right.
I'm not talking about romantic only. I'm talking about, like, friendships or any kind of relationship as a human. Because we never, you know.
Never what?
Like, experienced having to move every, like, 2 to 3 years from one place to another. Yeah. Especially as a teenager.
Yeah. And I definitely have friends that I think I would have become best friends with if she stayed. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like, imagine being her. Like, every time you're creating this great friendship. And then while it's at its peak, she has to leave.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, maybe you guys can see each other a year or two after, but it's not going to be the same.
Especially when you're still a student.
Yeah.
Like, you're still growing as a person, so you're not going to make the effort to, like, continue talking to the people who lives miles away. You're too focused on, like, your life right now that you're not adult enough to keep, like, the long-term relationship, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so I had a friend in fourth grade, and she literally stayed for like 2 years. Mm. I became best friends with her. I was at her house every weekend.
Yeah.
We were so close, but she moved when she was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, you kind of stopped talking to each other after a while. We used to send letters to each other, but then
That's so cute.
Like, every month, but that would also, like, die out, right?
Yeah.
And then when I was 19.
Yeah.
So, like, what, 10 years later,
yeah,
I find out that she is married with a child.
Fuck!
And I don't even know who this man is. I don't know what she went through in those 10 plus years. I don't know what, like, the struggles that she's been through.
Yeah.
Or the happiness that she felt while she was in that relationship with the guy. Like, it was so sad to find out on Facebook. Like, what the fuck? I used to be her. I found out on Facebook because we're not connected on Instagram. Because when you're in fourth grade, I didn't even have Instagram, right?
Or, like, Instagram didn't exist.
So, like, the only way I found out was through Facebook, and it made me so sad. I was like, wow.
Like, you were not there.
I was not there. I was out of her life. She literally made another life with somebody that I don't even fucking know. See, so, like,
crazy.
It's crazy. It was sad. It was like,
it's like a weird feeling, right?
Like, I thought I knew her, and then, like, she, because inside of me, she was always this sixth grader. Married with a child. I was like, what?
That's
the fuck?
So crazy.
Yeah,
damn.
I don't know why I was talking about this. Oh, so, like, how much you're willing to sacrifice for your child or for your partner or for your work or for your relationship really determines, like, your life, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think she has a totally different personality now. That friend that got married at the age of 19.
Yeah, I bet.
So
if she was in fourth grade, I definitely don't have the same personality. I was in fourth grade. That was not very nice. Yeah, that's crazy.
So I guess in a sense, if you're willing to sacrifice those things, you could also call that true love. But do you think it's also true love if you guys really feel that you guys aren't meant for each other and you guys say goodbye? Like, do you think that's also true love? Like, that's 100%. Like, thinking about the other person.
100%. That's like, yeah, I feel like,
oh my god. But you know this crazy ex tweet that I read the other day? It said, if you're still hung up on your ex.
Yeah.
So it was like the second tweet after this guy tweeted, you're basically in a relationship with someone at the same level.
Yeah.
Right. And then they said, if you're still hung up on your ex, that means you're still at the level that you were with your ex.
Yeah.
But if you're not, like, you really don't care about what he's doing or how he's doing.
Yeah.
That means you have leveled up since then.
Level up how?
Like, because you clearly broke up with that person because you guys were not meant to be together. Yeah. You guys were supposed to, like, move on to the next stage in life, basically. Yeah. And then he was saying, like, if you're mada kininatteru ってことはその人の level から自分が move up してないみたいな。And I was like, wow, that's pretty deep.
That's scary. Well, that's good news then.
Yeah.
I don't think about my ex.
Yeah.
Thank God. But I am having a meeting with him tomorrow.
I mean, that,
about,
I think
our
that,
businesses.
That truly shows that you have really moved on. Don't you think? Because imagine if you were still hung up on your ex, you can't. have a business meeting with him.
Really?
Like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. No. Like, and then it was so funny because he was like, these are the things that we would like to talk about. And then he's like, about your company, our company, how you deal with relationships and deals with your clients, your pricing,
how we what can we can offer each together.
Other. Like, and then I was like, damn. I literally said, yeah, that's it. Like, why can we be more casual?
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny?
That's so funny. Right. But yeah. And then, you know, my first boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, not low-key hung up on him, but I was telling you, like, I became a better person. I became more spontaneous yeah. and more casual because of him.
Yeah.
And I was telling you good things about him, right? And then we met him.
Like, we did. I did. Yo, I literally met her whole class.
Hina and I literally met him together.
Yeah.
And then we were like, thought. He was not what I was explaining her what he was like.
Yeah.
And that's because I think he hasn't really moved on. Or maybe I have stepped up my game a lot more than he has. Mm. I mean, not like it's bad that he's there.
Yeah.
You know, the pace is different for everyone.
Yeah.
But I just thought, like, this guy that changed me
yeah.
must have been striving and, like, grinding more than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, like, he must have become this person that I really look up to.
Yeah.
Was my initial thought. Yeah. But then, like, he literally still talked about the things that we were talking in high school.
Yeah.
So I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. That was pretty scary.
Yeah.
Like, that was not what I was expecting.
So, I forget what we were talking about. The camera went off, sorry.
I know, I really don't remember. I think we were talking about, like, friendships, no?
Oh, no. We were talking about how if you're not over your ex,
you're
still at his level or something. You're at the same level that you were when you broke up with him.
Right. And I told them that I'm having a business meeting.
Right.
With my ex-boyfriend.
Well, hope that goes well.
Yeah.
That would be crazy if we do business together.
Yeah, he's being annoying about it, though. Like, you know what pisses me off when people or, like, ex-boyfriends are, like, they act like a different person. I really don't like that.
There's a really weird distance, right?
Why do they do that? Like, I want, like, okay, obviously there's no love anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to talk to me at the same tone
mm-hmm.
as before.
Can you do that?
That's what I'm doing right now.
But isn't that because you had, like, a friendly relationship more than, like, a romantic relationship?
Yeah. But isn't that what relationships are? It's, like, friends, but a little bit more than friends. Is the way that you speak to your boyfriend, like, really different from how you speak to your friends?
I guess it's the same. But,
like obviously, I'm not, like, obviously, I'm not going to be, like, babe to him now that we've broken up.
Yeah.
But like,
if
I can be like whiny.
So what is he being like different? How different is he being like?
Yeah, so he's like, so this is what this is the time that we're having our business meeting at, like, right. What time would work for you? He's like, what is your business email? Like, bro, like, just use my old email, you know what I mean?
I think it's just like guys' pride and ego.
You know, like, why do you have to sound like so, like, professional all of a sudden? Like, why do you have to, like, I'm still the same person.
Yeah.
You still are the same person. It's not like we've turned into someone else.
You know what I mean? I really understand where he's coming from too, though.
Is it like,
I can't.
Oh,
I would,
really?
Yeah.
You would act like him?
I mean, I think he's chotto too much.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't speak to him, or if I were to speak to him as if I was speaking to him when I was dating him, is because I want to make him jealous or, like, make him remember the time that we were together.
No.
Because that's the way I talk to my guy friend is very different from how I talk to my boyfriend. Maybe that's why. Maybe yours is not that different, but mine is pretty different.
Mm.
Like, I'm literally, like, a guy when I'm talking to my guy friends.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, a little bit more girly when I'm talking to my boyfriend.
Mm.
And I try to be, like, a guy friend when I'm talking to my ex.
Mm.
To show that I have no intentions of, like, hooking up with you again. Or,
like, a little, like, bit cold.
Or really don't care about my language.
Nanikutoka.
No, not like a guy. Not like a guy language, but like, okay, if I was talking to my ex-boyfriend as a girlfriend kind of vibe, yeah. I'd be like, "Saikin genki?" If I'm talking to him like a guy friend, I'd be like, "Shoshido." Mm-hmm. Like that kind of, like, do you get it?
Yeah,
it's a bit different for me.
Yeah. Yeah, in that sense, I guess I'm like talking to him normally.
Yeah, like you're the same to your boyfriend and to your friends, right?
Yeah.
Which is good, but not everyone can do that.
And it just makes me cringe, you know? I'm just like, why are you talking to me like this?
You weren't like this. I'm like,
can we talk like normally?
That's so funny. I that's so funny that he's doing that, but you know, I get it.
Like, it's so funny. Like, who are you? Who are you? And like, who do you think I am? Yeah, anyways. Yeah,
we went all over the place today.
We did.
To come arise.
Yes. Yes.
And if a relationship doesn't work out because of that, don't hesitate to break up with him because you guys will have a better life maybe without each other. But then again, if you choose to sacrifice for your partner, that's also good because that could also mean a really bright future together.
Yep. Well, that's the reason why you're sacrificing, right? For the bright future.
Imagine if it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, fuck. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys had an amazing time. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.